Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to the channel. And this is about the Ukraine war situation, but particularly the strike on the Druzhba pipeline. Druzhba, ironically meaning friendship, which is taking Russian oil to Hungary and Slovakia. There was some Russian oil passing through Ukrainian territory unbelievably until a few months ago, and Russia's even paying the transit fees to Ukraine, and Ukraine was accepting it, but they've stopped that. But as Ukraine is in this mortal struggle, that might seem staggering, and the oil was going on to other European countries. So why did Ukraine allow that? So not to hack off some of the other European countries. I remember the 27 countries in the European Union, Hungary and Slovakia are among them. And for some decisions, the EU needs unanimity. So even one country, if it wields its veto, that's it. It's not happening. It's been very, very difficult to get Slovakia and Hungary to agree to various things. Twice in August, Ukraine launched drone strikes to blow up the Druzhba pipeline. I mean, it could be repaired like in a few days. So the Hungarians, they've openly blamed Ukraine for doing this, because then it cuts off supplies to Ukraine. Hungarian foreign minister said it was outrageous and unacceptable. Anyway, obviously Russia needs to earn money by all exports, gas exports in particular. I mean, they export coal, all sorts of metals, chemicals. They export not very much food, almost no manufactured goods, weaponry. But of course, they need all the arms that they produce for themselves. Their stuff is a generation behind what the Western countries can make. It's really inferior quality, and often they're given the really shoddy stuff, which just didn't pass muster to other countries because they need everything. So they've largely lost those arms export markets, which makes oil and gas all the more important. And Western countries are going to wean themselves off Russian oil and gas exports, largely done it. But the one thing is, even the United Kingdom is purchasing Russian oil if it's been refined elsewhere, such as in India. And surely the UK should close that loophole, saying we're not buying Russian oil, even if it's been refined somewhere else, it doesn't matter. That's why Russia's so keen to hit the Russian oil and gas industry, and that's where the money comes from. Without that, Russia won't have the money, won't be able to pay to produce the armaments, pay the soldiers' salaries, attract foreigners to come and work in Russia, really anything. So take out their economy. And obviously, Russia's been trying to wreck the Ukrainian economy, and some of the areas they're trying to capture are those with the really worthwhile mines for certain metals, as well as coal, and it's not that valuable. Ukraine's got a bit of oil and gas. So anyway, Russia has really striven to get the Druzhba pipeline back online. The Russian energy minister said some days ago, Pavel Sorokin, said he was unsure when the shipments were going to start again. So that's why the Slovakian pipeline operator Transpetrol said several days ago that they'd lost these oil supplies. Now, because it's still August, it's not critical, but will get a lot worse. Ukraine has taken a bit of risk doing this because it'll earn the enmity of Slovakia and Hungary, which are both border them. Remember, there's a small ethnic Hungarian minority in Ukraine. And what about the language rights of them? So Kiev has had to smooth some ruffled feathers in Hungary over that issue. Orban Viktor has the most amicable relationship with Putin of any European Union leader. Prime Minister of Hungary has even been to Moscow since the war. Robert Fico was elected Prime Minister of Slovakia a couple of years ago, and he's been in and out the top office a few times over the past decade. And anyway, he's deeply unsympathetic to Ukraine as well. So they're not giving any more armaments to Ukraine. They don't want any more European Union funding to go there. So Ukraine might say, well, there's nothing to lose, and we're going to show them that Russia's an unreliable supplier. If you're going to pay for this oil and gas, you may never receive it, so you better switch suppliers now. So they might have concluded it's actually worthwhile, show that they will pay a price for financially backing up this war against Ukraine. There's a matter of life and death for Ukrainians. What would the difference make to Slovakia and Hungary? Perhaps to pay a little bit more for oil and gas and so on, okay? Because they think that crunch time may be coming for the Russian economy in 2026, and that the Saudi Arabians are increasing oil production, drive down the price. I mean, I think, you know, Russia won't be financially finished in 2026. It's going to be difficult. They can probably struggle through all through of 2026. Into 2027, it might get really difficult. If their bank comes at a fool's errand to forecast that far out, what's going to happen to the world oil prices? Could go up, could go down. What if there's a revolution in Iran, a new regime says, okay, we're ending even our civilian nuclear program, sanctions are lifted, a lot more oil and gas back in the market, or something like that, or a full-scale war against Iran, the prices go up. We just don't know. But it's making it more difficult for the Russians, more difficult to export. Slovakians and Hungarians might say this is too risky. We can't guarantee we're going to get the oil and gas. What about in winter when we really need it and the prices might be higher? So we're just going to have to switch suppliers. Obviously, it plays into the hands of countries like Azerbaijan, major oil and gas exporter. And I notice now that he's kind of got what he wants, this the Zangezur corridor. Ilham Aliyev, the president of Azerbaijan, said there's going to be this road and rail link across Armenia to the Nakhchivan exclave. That's why he's openly saying that Azerbaijan was never legitimately part of the Russian Empire, the Soviet Union. It was simply conquered. Wow. An utterance that would have got you jailed when he was in his 20s. Remember, his father was Secretary General of the Communist Party of the Azerbaijan Soviet Socialist Republic. So his dad, the late Haydar Aliyev, was the effective Moscow's governor in Azerbaijan. And if you said that, you were going to the gulag because he was imposing state terror on people for advocating autonomy for Azerbaijan, let alone independence. That was so-called extremism, except now it's not. Although, I mean, Aliyev is correct in what he says. He's a pathological liar, a thief, an oppressor, but he is correct that Azerbaijan didn't opt to be part of the Soviet Union or indeed the Russian Empire, was simply subjugated. So the Ukrainians, I mean, I think it's too risky. I might not do it if I was them. I might think I'll save my fire for what's going on in Russian military units. Admittedly, when the Ukrainians, they've hit that Druzhba pipeline, they've hit it when it's in Russia, not in Slovakia, not in Hungary. Obviously, downstream, the Slovaks and the Hungarians don't get the oil and gas. By the way, keep the comments coming as we're doing this live, and make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Tell me what sort of videos that you want to see. So Russia's grinding forward, still haven't taken Pokrovsk, they're going to take it months ago. So this is the Russian summer offensive. This is the primary time for campaigning, and they've only made small progress. It's only been like several kilometers. They had a bit of a breakthrough in one sector about a fortnight ago. But remember where you heard it first. As I said months ago, they won't be able to exploit it because they don't have enough tanks, infantry fighting vehicles, armed personnel carriers. They can't go fast, seriously, forward, envelop the Ukrainians, make major progress. They're just too slow. So that's why that Russian breakthrough was less dangerous to the Ukrainians than some had assumed. Obviously, there's manpower shortages for both of them, which is why Ukrainians want to use drones as much as possible to save their people. Less danger for them. All right. Thank you, everybody, and goodbye.